This is Wade Matthew with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Former Governor of Georgia, Sonny Perdue, is being asked tough questions in his hearing to be Secretary of Agriculture for the stringent rules and work requirements imposed in Georgia on food stamps during his terms. Agriculture manages the $72 billion food assistance programs. Baltimore City Council approved a bill to raise the city's minimum wage to $15 by 2022, up from the current $8.75. According to Baltimore, the bill contains several exemptions that would exempt workers under 21 and give businesses with fewer than 50 employees until 2026 to comply with the $15 an hour wage. 2.8 million Americans age 60 and older have outstanding student loans. Two times the number of Americans work in the solar industry than in the fossil fuels industry. On average, an uninsured person who is hospitalized leaves with $6,000 in unpaid bills. There are now school voucher programs in 15 states and the District of Columbia that allow the government to pay private schools, many of them religious, directly. 69% of Americans want to restrict carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants. Electronic devices have been restricted for passengers flying to the U.S. from airports in Amman, Jordan, Cairo, Istanbul, two cities in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait City, Casablanca, Morocco, Doha in Qatar, Dubai and Abu Dhabi, Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Ban also applies to foreign aircraft, since American Airlines do not fly directly from these airports. In a 6-2 decision, the Supreme Court has held that a person nominated by the president for a position cannot hold the same job on an acting basis. Over the last decade, Americans have cut their consumption of beef by 19% in reaction to concerns about health and climate change. President Trump has threatened some Republican congressmen that he will campaign against them if they do not vote for his health care program. With popularity at barely 40%, many are saying they'll take their chances. Very conservative Republican governors like Asa Hutchinson in Arkansas and the governor of Alabama are among many that are pushing back on some of the proposed cuts in the budget, saying they're arbitrary and will harm their states. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.